the spoliation application, which was made by our lawyers last week, we expect that courts to sit any time this week. We seek that stolen property to be returned to the rightful owners, because we have got every documentation, every paperwork that proves beyond any reasonable doubt that we are the custodian of that stolen property and we are the rightful owners of that stolen property. It has got nothing to do with the criminal proceedings that are actually happening in the magistrate court.
We also spoke to your colleagues who are saying that the vehicle is not part of the court proceedings. Has that been incorporated into their charge sheet?
It is. They are also charged of kidnapping. There are so many charges in that. So if people decide to be ignorant, it doesn't necessarily mean that the law will be ignorant.
We were also hearing that it came out in the court that the MTC leader, Mr. Tsvangirai, is the one who ordered the return of property that are with your team. How did this come about?
They think even if they go to court and say Morgan Tsvangirai said this, then court is going to abide to that. Morgan Tsvangirai is not God. And Morgan Tsvangirai was the leader of the MTC. He is no longer in the MTC, even if he was. I don't think we have got any institution who wants to have a president who reduces himself to authorize a vehicle. Whichever the case, but Morgan is not God. That's simple. And it shows that these people, they are desperate.